This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, produced in association with Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of the aforementioned Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. You can find every week a list of the stories and the people, the ins and outs of what's going on in the business, all kinds of things. But our job, our main job here, is to talk about what's going on the air. And we use the basis of those discussions, the stories, the 10 top stories that the folks at Talkers have come up with, and the people list as well. So, Michael, as usual, let's get started with the list, and maybe we'll go off onto a couple of things that are ancillary here. Certainly, number one and number two are the big boppers this week. Oh, maybe we can do, because it's Halloween, maybe we can do a rendition of the Monster Mash.
Oh, yeah. That too. I'll do that. I would love to do that. First of all, I want to congratulate you on the way you said the word this. When you started this, it sounded like something big is going to happen.
It is. It's like stuff.
Like the greatest one that we experience is, this is Jeopardy. The way Johnny Olsen said, well, you did. This is the talk. I love it.
ABC-wide world of sports.
Right, we should grab that this and use it every week. We should just paste it in. But the stories are complex and varied. We have a lot going on. At number 10, we have space discoveries, all kinds of interesting things happening on the moon.
Wow, wasn't that
beyond.
Fascinating? I had the guy who was the pilot of the space probe that landed on the asteroid. I had him on the program. Fascinating.
Really? Yeah.
Fascinating. And the thing, 6 seconds, dug enough stuff, material, off the asteroid to put it into the space thing and have them turn around and come back.
Right.
Again, it's 200 million miles out there. And they pinpointed an asteroid that was the size of a football field. They found it. They landed on it, got the dirt and powder and whatever was on the surface, and now it's headed back to Earth. It'll take a year to get back here, but can you just imagine? I mean, I get excited about this stuff.
Now, that's smart. Those are smart guys. I don't know how personable they are. I don't know how much fun they are. But when people talk about, you know, somebody is a genius at talk radio.
That is. Takes genius.
Isn't it amazing how humanity produces so many different types of minds?
Yep.
Guys that are able to figure that out? Come on.
Yeah, imagine. They send in signals. It takes 20 seconds for the signal that they send. This guy, the pilot, is in Denver. They're not up in the machine. They're, the machine is reacting to his thingamabubbers. They go out into space, and it takes about 20. And they figure that into the equation, too, as to how, 20 seconds before it has to make the move, they hit the button that it's all computerized, and they have on their screen a look at the asteroid, which, by the way, they couldn't see. It has not been identified in terms of being able to see it. You can't see it, but they found it.
And you know what they found out it's made of? Chocolate ice cream.
No.
This could be a major boom to the ice cream industry, right? Unbelievable amounts of chocolate. No, I'm just kidding, folks. Please. At number 10, tied with that, something more down to earth, the Dodgers won the World Series.
No, that's a big joke. I mean, come on. The Dodgers didn't win anything. No, they won a game or three or four or seven or whatever it is, but it was an abbreviated season. So how can you call this a legitimate World Series? Come on.
You'd feel differently if it was the Red Sox.
You're damn right I would.
Number 9. The anonymous author was revealed, and that's tied with Rudy Giuliani was embarrassed.
He was in bed playing. Well,
what the hell was that all about? That is so murky.
He was
such a murky story.
Yeah.
What do you think happened?
He was drunk. He was trying to hoochie coo with some chick, and he's an embarrassment. Too bad, because I never thought he was a great mayor.
Anyway, you mean a big public official like him would do something like that?
No! It is amazing, yes, right. Getting caught with your pants down. And his pants weren't even down. Okay. Anyway, next.
Getting caught sort of with your pants down.
Getting caught with your pants down when your pants are really down. That's really embarrassing.
And, and number eight, congressional big tech hearings. At number seven, U.S.-China relations tied with the French terror attack, or attacks, actually. They're having their hands full in France right now. At number six, climate change, Hurricane Zeta, Western wildfires.
Not only, by the way, just if I go back, not only the terror attacks, but France has, in terms of the number of new cases of the virus, they're in the worst shape of any European country at the moment.
Yeah, but many of the European countries are experiencing a third wave spike.
Yeah.
And all over the world. I mean, right now, you know, the numbers are awful regarding
I'm going to give you something to think about when we get to that.
Okay. Just, you can keep going. You've come up with chocolate ice cream.
I've come up with with somebody who's an authority who says this is the real story, and I'll give you that when we get there.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I can't wait for that one.
I know.
And number five, the economy, the stock market, the stimulus package, wherever that is or whatever that is, and the opening and closings of businesses and
schools. And opening and closings.
Right. It's just a very disorganized, crazy time in terms of running schools, running businesses.
Running.
And number four, race relations, Philadelphia violence and police reform. At number three, Amy Coney Barrett confirmation and the court packing issue. That's number three. Number two, COVID-19 stats and projections and discussions about health care. Number two. And number one, of course, is the presidential race, concern about ballot fraud, you know, the mail-in thing. Scandals, conspiracies, and accusations. Really? Both sides are flinging all types of mud.
Scandalous. That's something we should talk about. I want to know what's going on in your neighborhood. I'll tell you what's going on, but this is outrageous. What's going on with the voting system it defies imagination how these people can mess with not only internally, but the damn Russians and the Chinese and what they're doing to hack, especially the Russians. It's way beyond what any mortal should be having to worry about, frankly, or think about. All right, so the people list, you want to go through that?
Yeah, real fast. Number 10, Miles Taylor. Who's he? At number 9, Rudy Giuliani. At number 8, Mark Zuckerberg.
He was in bed with Rudy Giuliani.
Mark Zuckerberg, Jack Dorsey, and Sundar Pichai.
Did you see a picture of Dorsey?
No.
Oh, my God. Look up, Google Jack Dorsey. And this guy looks like a modern-day Abraham Lincoln with his beard. He looks
I saw somebody talking.
It looks
Ted
like,
Cruz.
Ted Cruz too, but his at least is clean and shaved.
No, he's talking to Ted Cruz. Cruz was attacking him.
Yeah. Right. But I'm just saying that if you look at the way this guy looks, he looks like a bad guy from the Tombstone movie.
Yeah, well, when you're rich as he is, you're able to afford to be eccentric. If you're not rich like he is, you look like a nut.
Yeah.
Money really does have a role on that, doesn't it, in terms of
sure
whether
does.
You're a nut or an eccentric.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Right. Number 7, Nancy Pelosi and Steve Mnuchin. Said it right.
Speaking of
at
nuts.
Number 6, Walter Wallace Jr. At number 5, Amy Coney Barrett. At number 4, Dr. Tony Fauci. At number 3, Mike Pence and Kamala Harris. At number 2, Joe Biden. At number 1, Donald Trump. And that's a snapshot of people and stories that were all part of what was going on talk shows this past week.
And you can find that list every single week, not just this week, but every week, at Talkers.com in Talkers Magazine. That's at Talkers.com. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here, 15 past the hour, with a way to get healthy the right way. You will hear some information later on in this broadcast about staying healthy and the flu and all the other things that are flying around. And one of the things to avoid is getting overweight, because that's a sure way to get yourself into a disastrous medical situation, especially now with the COVID. And because this program is brought to you in part by Calitrin, I want to pass along in the limited time that I have why it is important to get Calitrin and why it is important to stay with the program. This is the only natural way, completely homeopathic, to lose weight, the safe way. No stimulants, no drugs, none. And it's all available right now at toploss.com. Buy three and get three free. That's the special deal when you use the DJV code at checkout. This is a magic time for people, in a manner of speaking, because we're getting excited, even though there's a lot of stuff going flying around. Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. Maybe we'll have something to celebrate. Let's hope that's the case. But if you celebrate too much and you pack on those pounds, you got to get rid of them to stay safe, because we're not out of the woods yet with COVID by any stretch of the imagination. So lose the weight. Keep yourself really comfortable and happy. As a matter of fact, all the members of your family can get on this program and stay there. Calitrin, the weight loss formula that works. A 30-day supply comes times three. And then, as I said, you buy three and get three free. Stay on the program for 6 months. You'll lose the weight and keep it off. Go to toploss.com, get on the program, use the discount code DJV at checkout, don't have to pay for shipping, and you get that 3-for-3 deal. That's toploss.com.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth.
Pancreas cancer is amongst the most deadly of cancers, so it's the second leading cause of cancer death in the United States.
Dr. Mark Trudy is a cancer surgeon at Mayo Clinic who specializes in this type of tumor. He and his team of surgeons and oncologists have discovered that with the right combination of treatments, pancreatic cancer may no longer be a death sentence.
So they all got chemotherapy up front, followed by radiation therapy, and then an operation.
He says the more chemotherapy patients got before surgery, the better their outlook for recovery, and the prognosis is even better if they can kill most or all of the cancer before removing the tumor. Dr. Trudy says more effective chemotherapies and the ability and willingness to consider more difficult operations have helped patients in the study live up to 5 years longer than in the past and still counting.
In our clinic, we see a lot of patients who've been told their tumor is inoperable by standard criteria, but those criteria are all based on the previous technologies and techniques we've had. We've advanced.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
To my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
Okay. Yes, it's Halloween weekend for those of you who have lost touch with reality. Actually, mischief night and Halloween. We've got both those things to deal with. This is Bobby Boris Pickett. Goes back to our roots, or at least mine. Came from Somerville, Massachusetts. This is the most popular Halloween song ever produced, Michael.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am. I'm absolutely positive of that.
Wow.
Yep.
Can you imagine making a simple song like that and living off of it for decades and decades?
Do you know, that's like Bobby Lewis and Tossin' and Turnin'.
No, he did that. You don't realize what a big hit that was.
Tossing and Turning?
Tossing and Turning is one of the biggest hits of the pop era.
I didn't sleep at all last night.
Yep. It was actually, if you go back through the records, that song lasted longer, and the guy used to talk about it. I remember interviewing once. He would talk about how he went all around the world singing that song. It made his whole life was made out of that one song.
And yet you never hear that song played on the radio ever.
Anywhere. Oh, we should play it here. But we're not into music. We've got to get back to the countdown.
We'll sing the long version of it.
Thank you. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here at 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
What?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I couldn't sleep at all last night.
Perfect. Right. So, yeah, this is the biggest selling pop record of all time.
It was either 60 or 61. I don't know if it's the biggest of all time, but it's bigger than anybody realizes.
And, yeah.
It was 60 or 61. There were some great songs in that period.
Yep, there sure were. Right. But, the chiffons. Do lang, do lang, do lang. This is, people are thinking, what the hell happened to the Talk Radio Countdown Show? You know what it is? It's burnout, frankly. And I think you're going to hear a lot of stuff after the election, whenever it's settled, if it's next week or next month or next year. I think there's going to be a huge change in the tone and attitude of a lot of people doing talk radio programs.
And, you do?
Yeah, I do.
How so?
I think people are burned out on all of this stuff. As a matter of fact, I was talking to a consultant who said he had a couple of news talk stations that just said, okay, we're done with this. There's too much anger. There's too many people. It's frying the brains of people. And I think it's hard for the host to keep up with all of the anger. Frankly, what do you think? I mean, you listen to all these, in order to come up with a story list for Talkers Magazine, you listen to all these stations. You hear these people. You talk to these guys. You do the Michael Harrison interview of the week, talking to a lot of talk show hosts. Aren't they getting burned out on this?
It's a tough business. Yes, to a point. However, this is the business we're in, and there's a huge hunger for what we talk about burnout. You know, it's a double-edged sword. It's like going back to the little music stuff we're doing. People that worked at the biggest radio stations of all time back in the golden era of Top 40 radio, some of these stations would play the same 17 songs over and over again. So if you listen to them a lot, or you were DJ there, you were playing the same song sometimes three times on your show, and they all complained about burnout, yet the ratings were huge. Yeah. And this is a very difficult treadmill. On one level, there's burnout, but if you don't talk about this stuff, the other guy that's talking about is going to get the ratings.
Yeah, you got to be talking about this stuff. Interesting. I'm looking at the email. I got an email from many of the stations that do online sort of newsletters. Subscribe to them, and one of the stations, KMMS, out in Montana. And the headline this week is Ted Cruz says Montana voters can decide this election. And I think there was a similar something I saw on a station in Wisconsin.
Well, you know, of course. Yeah. Well, every voter decides the election when it's close. I mean, that whole idea of... do you remember when
one man, one vote?
Remember when we had George W. Bush at our convention?
Yes.
During the election? This was before the election was over.
2002.
And, I sent out two letters. I sent a letter to the Bush campaign, and I sent a letter to the Gore campaign, inviting each of them to come speak to this convention of talk show hosts.
Right.
The reaction from the Gore campaign was, tell us about it, and who's going to be there, and what does it entail, and why should we come? And the reaction from the Bush campaign was, what time and where will be there? And right. Bush came, Gore did not, and we had some very, very big players from radio there, including a number of major radio stars from Florida.
Yeah.
Now, if you remember, Florida decided that election.
Chaz.
So I went around saying, and a case could be made, and this goes back to the thing Ted Cruz said about Montana or what they're saying in Wisconsin, I said, our convention decided the presidential election.
Yes. 100% agree with that.
You get the logic? Now, on
absolutely.
One level, it's true. It's true. He may
really
not have
is.
Been elected president if he didn't come to that. Because there were so many Floridian talk show hosts there.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. All right, well, there's more food for thought. We'll talk about the presidential race and COVID as we continue in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is sponsored by Humana. The Medicare annual election period is officially here. If you're a veteran considering Medicare options, you'll need to select your plan before the December 7th deadline. While this can seem overwhelming, it's important veterans with VA benefits take the time to research options to ensure you're selecting a plan that suits your health needs. Humana Medicare Advantage plans, which are recommended by USAA, include the Honor Medicare Advantage plan. The Honor plan is available to all Medicare individuals in 46 states and may complement VA benefits, as well as provide beneficiaries with extensive coverage. Orlando Gallardo, a Vietnam veteran.
As a veteran, I appreciate that the Humana Honor Medicare Advantage plans are a nice complement to my VA benefits to ensure I am maximizing my coverage. I encourage my fellow veterans to look for a plan that complements VA benefits like Humana Honor.
Visit Humana.com/Medicare.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
What if on Election Day? Director of Polling at the Cato Institute on Fox News weighs in.
So for Trump, he would need to win all of what we call the toss-up states. These are the states, Florida, North Carolina, Ohio, Iowa, and Georgia, all states that he won in 2016. But he would need to win Pennsylvania, again, the grand prize of this election, and he would need to hold on to Arizona. But it has voted Republican in every election since 1952.
And for a Biden win?
So for Biden, he would just need to flip one of those toss-up states, and just win Florida or Ohio or North Carolina, and then hold on to Pennsylvania, obviously. But then he would need to hold on to the rest of the Rust Belt states, you know, Michigan and so forth. And then he would need to win some of those purple states, like Arizona and Colorado.
USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Can the major influx of people leaving California and moving to Texas make a difference in the way the Lone Star State votes? USA Radio News Val Dior has some answers.
The streets of Texas provide no answers as to how this election will turn out. In the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you do see more signs supporting Biden than those for Trump. Traveling south to the Houston area last week, different result. This historically red state has been hit by a massive influx of out-of-state residents. Californians moving here to escape housing costs and taxes they can't afford there. Will that blue wave be enough to wash away the red? Well, the president said Friday he's not worried. Many Republicans here say they are. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
It's that time of year again. No, not Thanksgiving, not Christmas, not New Year's Eve. The McRib is coming back. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki serves the details.
This time you won't need a website or an app to find the normally rare menu item. McDonald's is bringing back its popular McRib sandwich nationwide on December 2nd. It's the first time the sandwich has had a large rollout since 2012, despite making yearly appearances since then. The McRib had always been a limited-time release, and then only sent to certain markets. The concoction of pork, pickles, onions, and barbecue sauce has been a popular pick for McDonald's diners since it first appeared on menus in 1982. From the Ohio Valley USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 34 after the hour on the weekly talk radio countdown show. With an ancillary a number of other sounds coming out of the speaker here with Michael and I getting together. It's always an interesting, introspective look at all kinds of things that are going on here. Number one issue, the presidential race, the ballot fraud, the scandals. This is the worst I've ever seen it. We've been talking on the air for a long time, Michael, about lots of issues. I think the real focus on, you know, even though the plans are foolish, you know, I saw a lot of promotion. Biden's tax plan will affect every state in the union and stuff like that. Who really is paying attention to that stuff this year? I don't think, you know, there's more stuff, the influence from the damn Russians and what they're doing to hack into this is so outrageous. The Chinese influence in the election, that kind of stuff, to me, that's much more important than what any guy's promising. You know, Trump promised to drain the swamp. Yeah, okay. Good luck with that. And so, you know, they make all these promises, and what comes of it? And do we have any good talk radio people who are looking at these promises, analyzing and getting people to talk about and think about the real issues here. Just you and me.
Yeah. No, just us, and I'm wondering about you. That's an old joke.
Thank you.
It frustrates me that we live in a time of the daily dance of affirmation where doing news media is more targeting an audience that already has a set of opinions and giving them more of what they want, as opposed to having the courage to go out there with objective analysis and telling it like it is without playing up to people's biases or opinions, or ego. There's a tremendous amount of ego attached to this. Trump, boy, oh boy, oh boy. Trump has a base that is so emotionally, psychologically tied into him that if it ever gets out to his base that he conned them, as some people believe, and they suddenly is this mass awakening. I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying if.
Well, you're making your argument for it.
His base, but that's not the point of what I'm saying.
No,
the point is, his base, if they get the notion that he has misled them, you know how that happens, where suddenly people go, what? Wait a second. What? They will eat him alive.
Yep.
They will. He will be brought down, whether he wins this next election or not, because he's still going to remain in power, even if he loses. His base, if they get wind of the possibility that he's put one over on them, they will eat him alive.
Yeah.
It's not the opposition that'll bring him down. It'll be his base.
And, you know, the other thing that is sort of a disservice, the national hosts need to talk about Biden and Trump and, you know, the various the races around the country. But the local hosts, I think, do a disservice to not talk about things like here in Massachusetts we have these ballot questions that are very, very important. And the crux of a good conversation about these ballot questions isn't whether to vote for them or against them, but to have people understand how lobbyists and lawyers have so convoluted the way these questions are asked that you can't. I have a Massachusetts ballot guide. I don't understand. I'm a pretty smart guy. I read through this stuff. I don't know what in the world they're talking about. I mean, I get the gist of the argument for question one and question two, but it's mixed up, it's messed up because of the money that's involved on either side for getting some of these questions passed. And I don't think people, I haven't heard local talk hosts around here talking about anything but Trump and or Biden, and it's a disservice, I think, and I would say this to my brethren, if you're not talking about the local stuff, if you're on a local station, you're not talking about things like the ballot issue or whatever local initiatives there are, you're not serving your audience well, I don't think, anyway.
Well, and maybe thus not serving yourself well.
Yeah.
Their argument would be the audience doesn't want to hear about the local stuff.
Well,
they want to hear about Trump.
Yeah. What are they going to hear that's new about Trump? And how do we, you know, you just said something that's very pithy in terms of the loyalty here. It's like he was a god, like they worship this guy.
Yeah.
And how did that come to be? How did they get to that point? I don't remember. I mean, there's some people who sort of worship Obama, I guess, in a manner of speaking, and you can go back through any number of presidents.
To a certain degree.
Okay.
To a certain degree. Nothing like this. No, this is idolatry.
Yeah.
And
and they're all Christians, and they're not supposed to worship false idols.
Well, that's a whole other story about religion and its tenets, you know.
Well, a lot of these white supremacist groups are attached to Trump, whether that's fair or not. They think that they have license, and they use Trump's name, you know, liberally to talk about, you know, why they are doing what they're doing. The basis, social media platforms, when you look at some of that stuff, there's a lot of Trump in there. The fear, the violence, the intimidation, it comes out of some of these Twitter posts and some of these websites. My God.
Mm-hmm. Oy. Well, Trump has an awful lot of people believing that they should believe in him and not the press and not the government and not the experts and not the scientists. So he is either a god and we are right to follow him, or we have another situation brewing here where, as I said, the balloon will pop and there will be hell to pay.
Mm-hmm. You know, I say this sort of with tongue in cheek, but you know my anger and how it's related to China and our relationships and how we aren't, again, back to who's paying off congressmen and senators and people, the lawyers and the lobbyists for various Chinese institutions. They bought themselves big-time influence in America. One of the things that's suffering, the average person understands that China's not our friend. And I've recently become aware of a chain of Chinese restaurants that are near bankruptcy because nobody's going to Chinese restaurants.
And that's a shame because the Chinese people in America fled mostly, not all. And that's a complicated situation. The deeper I get into that, the more complicated I learn it is. Yeah. However, most Chinese business people in America are better Americans than people that we think of as
many.
Americans.
Right, exactly. Yep. Yeah, that's a convoluted story in and of itself. Yeah. All right, now let me, I want to deal with the COVID situation, if I can, with you, Michael.
You can do it.
I want to pass along, you know, I do a couple of other programs in addition to the DJB program and this program, which is available in podcast form at talkradiocountdownshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts, the same place you get your podcast of Michael Harrison's interview,
right?
The mhinterview.com. By the way, who's the guest this week? On that,
I remember. The guest is a wonderful guy, Bob Costantini. He's a major journalist, was with Westwood One, lost his job, and said, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to just do it for stations, and he will hire me to do it. So we have a boutique, independent White House correspondent, and I support that. You know how I am about those things.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah,
it's a great conversation. It's a great conversation about what it's like to cover the White House.
Yeah, all right. It's Bob Costantini this week. What did I say?
Costantini, right.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well-known name. And the MH interview, which you get at mhinterview.com, Michael Harrison interview, you also can get it at talkers.com. So the situation, going back to one of the programs I do, the Good Day Health Show, podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, and I have two doctors, Dr. Ken Kronos, Dr. Jack Stockwell. And they don't often agree on the way that medicine works and how we take advantage and what we should do with our bodies, et cetera, et cetera. Ken said something. Ken's a member of the American Heart Association, spokesperson for them, very highly touted, especially in the Southeast. His clinic is down in Florida. He does a weekly stint with me. And he said this week, he summarized the COVID situation as follows. It is now, Dr. Ken Kronos said, I'm quoting him exactly verbatim, it is now more contagious than ever, but it is much less deadly than ever. No one dies from COVID by itself. You have to have another problem, and that's why it is affecting people who are old, have compromised immune systems, people who have heart disease, lung disease, people who have diabetes, that sort of thing. But if you go to the stats, even though the numbers say the 250 or 300,000 or however many people have died, that is not true. The number is way off because these people, not to a person, because there have been some, I think 8,000 is the number that we came up with, who have died from COVID. The other wrinkle on this, Michael, is that the business about the reporting of this and why it was done fraudulently is because the government has made it better for hospitals to collect more money if you pronounce a person dying of COVID. So, and the other thing that he said was the people aged 19 to 29 who are not wearing masks and who are arrogantly just kind of thumbing their nose at the public are so, in a way, the outrageous disrespect for others because they may not get it, but they're carriers and they're around people that are older that could get it. And that's why masks are important and distancing is important. So that's the summary from Dr. Ken Cronin.
I don't see anything there that we haven't heard before and that doesn't make sense other than it kind of gives the indication that these deaths are not real.
Oh, they're real, but they're not dying. Because
if you kill somebody by taking advantage of a underlying weakness that they have, It's still a death, and you get charged with murder. The fact is that these people would be living if it weren't for COVID. And how many people have underlying conditions? How many people are overweight? How many people are over 70?
Tens of millions.
Right. So the whole idea that it only affects certain people, give me a break. And that whole stat about, hospitals get more aid if they report people as dying from COVID, they're not making it up. They're not saying that, if somebody dies
from appendicitis. They die of heart attacks. They die of strokes.
But the COVID is there. But the COVID is there. Therefore,
but it's not the ultimate cause of death. That's what he said.
Well, you're splitting hairs.
Well, isn't that what it's all about? Isn't that what we do every day when it comes to
aside from the process,
politically?
Yeah, that's what we do, but we do it for a reason. We're trying to find truth. And the truth is, if you have an underlying condition and you're living your life and it's under management and you have medication and all of a sudden COVID hits you and you die, COVID killed you. It doesn't, it's irrelevant about the underlying condition.
I'm just passing along.
No, but I'm reacting to it. I'm reacting to it.
Yep, I understand.
And I find it to be, it's a half-assed argument. Mm-hmm. With all due respect to the doctors, there's truth to it, but it doesn't, it diverts you. It's Trumpian distraction.
Well, it is true. If you don't want to take anything else for face value, the fact that it is much less deadly, many fewer people statistically are dying, whether they're dying, as you're suggesting, from the disease itself or from something. They're just, people are not dying at the rate that they were before. And so the question comes on whether or not we should be shutting down the country or should have shut down the country as we did. What good?
That's an old issue. Yep. That's an old issue. The shutting down of the country is a statement that hasn't been pertinent in months.
All right. Well, so there we go. That makes the basis of good conversation, those sorts of conversations, because Michael and I may not agree, but that's okay, because we're here to present different points of view and to have the points of view on these news talk radio stations that we cover, their positions presented as well. So that's it, a review of this week's hot stories, the News Talk Radio World, summarized at Talkers.com in Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. Who doesn't love saving money on purchases, especially with the year we've had? And it's never been easier with the Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. You already know about SlickDeals.net, the largest social platform for scoring deals wherever you shop. And with the Slick Deals browser extension, you can get early access to Slick Deals' best of web deals, as vetted and voted on by its community of more than 12 million users. No more hunting for coupon codes, as the Slick Deals browser extension automatically finds and applies the best codes whenever you check out, all to save you money on purchases. Access exclusive coupons from hundreds of stores, set up a deal alert from anywhere on the web, and a whole lot more. With the free, money-saving Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. Enable it today at slickdeals.net/radio. That's slickdeals.net/radio.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen on the countdown. Steve is a lawyer, and in that position, he has the expertise to overview a lot of the stories that we have in the top ten, give me his input so you know what the legal side is of these. Don't forget his book, Identity Theft, which helps a lot of people through the world of scams. And man, are there plenty. My computer, my email is loaded with crap now from all sources. You know, I don't know whether I want to get a new email address to get rid of this stuff or have the computer people do a better job, Steve, of you know, you risk something if you have it filtered out and sent to the scam box, then, you know, sometimes you're missing out on things that you need to be connected to.
So. Yeah, that's absolutely happened to me where, you know, I have my level for spam set pretty high, and I have had ones, and I really can't even figure that have gone to that.
How do you get through?
Yeah, exactly. I prefer to just be kind of use it the old-fashioned way and figure it out myself. But, you know, changing the email address, unfortunately, is like playing whack-a-mole. They're going to get you anyway, and part of it is you're only as safe as the places that have your email address or are communicating with you. So when their information gets hacked or taken, so is yours.
Yeah, right. All right, let's go through some of the stories this week and figure out what the legal ramifications are. All these scandals, the ballot fraud, lawyers all over the country are
position to pounce on whatever irregularities there may be. There's sure to be irregularities, given the fact that we've got this mail thing, we have early voting. It's the whole thing. I mean, whatever happened to go vote on Election Day? And so it's everything is ripe with... we've got policemen here in Framingham stationed at every place now where there are people, where people can go bring their votes. We've heard all kinds of stories about lawyers being hired by the Democrats and the Republicans. What's their role, by the way?
I think they're on the ready on both sides. Unfortunately...
On the ready for what?
Well, they're ready for the litigation that's going to follow, because the president has, frankly, he's had doubts about the election since 2016. Back in 2016, he said it was rigged unless he wins. And he's attacked, and frankly, without the facts, the fraud in mail-in balloting, which has proven to be very, very safe. But he's creating doubts. And then you also have the Russians. And what the Russians are doing, they haven't really managed to hack into much into way of our system. But what they've done is a good job of what's called perception hacking. People are afraid that the election is not going to be fair, that it's going to be interfered with. And then you have the issue of poll watchers, and poll watching is allowed. However, there is intimidation that can be done at polls, which is illegal. That's where you're also looking for, police. I mean, the thing is going to be wild and crazy, with every little I dotted and T crossed looking at challenges. The courts are going to be dramatically involved after Tuesday.
Especially Florida, once again.
Oh, yeah.
What a fiasco down there. My God, what an outrage. It really is.
And, the old saying, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Florida has had so many problems with their elections. Yeah. You just wonder, what do they need to find out to get it straight?
Number four this week on the countdown is the police reform reality, focused on the Philadelphia violence, the shooting this week of that fellow that was challenged in a number of ways. So, but the parents of this boy say they don't think the cops should be charged with murder. What's the legality?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that same story, which did it. And on the one hand, it surprised me. On the other hand, I do think what we need is a really more rational approach to police reform. Police do need reform. It doesn't mean that the police are in general bad, but we do need reform. And the reform, it generally doesn't come through these kinds of lawsuits. So I think the family is to be applauded with putting the focus on perhaps the reform and not some kind of retribution.
And who do we see about suing the Dodgers for winning the World Series?
I got to find some way, but there was some comedian that said, was it easier when the other team isn't cheating after looking at the Houston Astros?
Yeah, exactly. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney and lawyer and professor and all that good stuff, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, reviewing some of the legal aspects of the hot hits in News Talk Radio.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.